90.9 KLRC.
Uplifting music.
Encouraging conversations.
I love everything about KLRC.
Mamas and daddies out there, be rest assured that God holds our kids in the palm of his hand, protecting them better than even we can. And when we struggle with the worries in our head, let's remember to kneel every morning next to our beds and lift our hands in prayers and praise to our God we can trust with our kids each and every day. So students, let's turn our thoughts from inward to outward, because it's not about us. And remember that you're in that school for a season and for a reason, to learn, to grow, and to be a light full of God's grace and his might. So let's make the most of this year, not letting the enemy grip you with fear. You have the King of all kings by your side, with his strength and truth crushing the father of lies. So here we are. We're going to start our year with a new song, Locking Arms and Standing Strong. We are in this together. You can do this. Why? Because God's got you today, tomorrow, and forever. Now get out of the car and walk up in there like the brave warrior that you are. Let's do this. We got this.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Hey, Dana, good morning. It's Mark and Christy from KLRC Radio. We hear it's your birthday today.
It is.
Well, happy birthday. You have any big plans today?
No big plans.
Oh, okay.
Well, we want to give you a little highlight of your day. Mac Powell is here in studio with us and wanted to say happy birthday.
Dana, not only do I want to say happy birthday, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you.
Nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dana.
Nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So literally, we have our whole back room filled with so much stuff, like over $12,000 worth of stuff that's been donated for your family. In fact, a lot of it's been coming from the post office crew. They've been delivering stuff day after day after day. They keep asking, what's going on here? So we were telling them about our three Christmas wishes. And the Salem Springs Post Office wants in on this, too. So their staff is putting together a special gift basket just for you.
Oh.
Well, you most certainly are not forgotten. There's a lot of stuff we don't always understand why it happens in our lives. But I know this, that God loves you. Our community absolutely cares deeply about you. And we're all praying for your health and for your kids, and that we'll just see God work all things together for good for your family.
I'm so grateful. I could never repay anybody for anything anybody's done for me.
So well, I think that's how grace works, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we get to celebrate this Christmas season. What was the name of the garage band that Mac and Mark Lee were part of?
Fair.
In Powder Springs, Georgia.
Mac, don't say that. It is fair. Everyone knows this.
Every Gen Xer.
Everyone knows this.
Mac, you'll forgive me if I don't know your entire history and have your Wikipedia page memorized.
You get options.
Sweet.
Was it White Horse Cowboys, Hometown Fishermen, Boys of Creation, or Nuclear Hoedown?
Nuclear Hoedown is incredible. However, let's do White Horse
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
See, White Mac Horse Cowboys.
White Horse Cowboys.
You feeling confident about that?
Sure.
So the correct answer is Nuclear Hoedown.
Nuclear, seriously?
Yes!
That's so good. Yeah. I was like, there's no way.
That's copywritten, by the way. If anybody's trying to steal that,
it's forever taken.
Right. Oh, that's amazing.
All right. Congratulations, Gen X.
Yeah.
For the win today.
He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd.
Mm.
And I was like, huh. He couldn't see over the crowd. I feel like in my life, sometimes other people who are following Jesus can unintentionally block my view of who Jesus really is. Because I assume, okay, the way they treat me is going to be the same way Jesus would treat me, right?
Right, right.
And hopefully that's true a lot of the time, but
sure.
It's definitely not true all of the time.
Sometimes we're a bit hypocritical.
Yeah. So if you, like me, sometimes struggle differentiating, okay, what's Jesus and what's the crowd? Sometimes you got to climb a tree, get a better look, and see, okay, what's Jesus really like?
Okay, so if you were listening a few minutes ago, I realized I kind of left things on a bit of a cliffhanger. And that cliffhanger involved my 3-year-old son sitting on the kitchen counter, holding an empty bottle of magnesium supplement gummies in one hand, and his other hand bleeding profusely.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't want anyone to call, you know, Child Protective Services on me, so I feel like a little bit of context is in order here. Yeah. Okay, he did climb up on the counter, he found the bottle, it was almost empty anyway.
Okay, good.
So we only had a couple. Woo. And then he got his hand stuck in a can that was open, a can of soup on the counter.
We, those are sharp.
They are. And so he cut his hand on there. So the good thing is he recovered very quickly.
Good.
He was perfectly fine. It's one of those things where, like, if you're not a parent, you might be hearing all of that going like, wow, what in the world is going on in that household? If you are a parent or you've ever had a 3-year-old or maybe even been around one, you're like, no, I've been there.
That checks out.
The Drive Home with Ansa and Karen.
On 90.9 KLRC.
So I'm getting ready, scrolling through the substitutions, and then I get to the tomatoes. And underneath the tomatoes, not available, the substitution that's being offered is a color-changing stress ball.
Seriously?
For real. I'm not even making this up.
That is hilarious.
But I stared at it for a while, and I was like, I'm confused.
You know, if your lack of tomatoes was going to stress
you out. Yeah.
Now you're well prepared.
Exactly.
Well, it's brilliant.
Sometimes a song like that can hold a special meaning in your heart. I'm Robert on 90.9 KLRC. Now, that one from Ellie Holcomb, I Will Carry You, I think about that because me personally, as a physical man, I'm a big dude, okay? Very, very heavy. I'm self-conscious about it. I know that nobody would be able to physically carry me, not without like 3 or 4 extremely strong guys. And so I think about how God will step in and say, hey, you might think that the luggage you're carrying around, the baggage that you have in your life, is too heavy, but not for me. I can carry you anytime, any place. In fact, I can take the load completely off your shoulders.
If we're not careful, everyone's feeds can start to look like no one is going through anything hard at all. And we all know that that's not the truth, but there's that temptation to think, well, Bill has his life together and he's 35. What's wrong with me? Why can't I move at the same pace as Bill? The problem is, you're looking at Bill's watch. Different circumstances led Bill to that place. So if you find yourself feeling like you're a little bit behind, I promise you, it's okay. You can move at your own pace. You are equally loved. You have the same value in Jesus that everyone else does, even if the watch for them is moving a little bit faster. It's okay.
Well, welcome to Sunday Morning Worship. I am Andrea, and I get a little teary every time I hear this song. One, because the first time it was ever performed, I was there in the audience when it happened. But two, my husband and I are missionaries. That's why you hear me talk about Africa a lot, because we go over to Africa a lot with the work that we are doing there. And this song just makes me so excited that someday every tribe, tongue, and nation will be praising God together in eternal life. And I cannot wait for that day. So without further ado, this is Chris Tomlin, his world edition of How Great Is Our God.
Devin says, I was really honestly near tears just as a mom trying to keep it together and get my kids out of there. So they're having a meltdown. And then this nice stranger comes out of nowhere, hands her a note of encouragement and said, you've got this. This lady, she didn't pass judgment on me, my kids, my parenting, anything that was happening. She just chose to bless me.
Wow.
And anyway, she opens up this note. She gets in her car. She opens up this note, and it says, your life and purpose are huge. Life is precious. Every day is a gift. Make it count. And then she unfolded. As she was unfolding the note, there was this $100 bill. Boom.
Wow.
And she said she just broke down into tears. And she said, this is the kind of person I want to be in the future. And so I just thought, wow, local story, Bentonville, Arkansas.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And Devin said, I just want to say thank you for seeing me in a hard time and really just giving me exactly what I needed in that moment to feel like I can spend my day being a good mom, and person.
I love, love, I love, love it.
So sweet.
It's our positive, different story of the day today.
90.9.